Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. You've most likely heard of Battleground Texas. It's an effort to turn Texas blue, or at least a competitive purple. There is a reverse effort underway, a battleground bear, we might call it. Republicans are looking at how to turn Bear County red, a Republican county. Key to that effort is attracting more Latinos to vote for Republican candidates, and that would be bucking the national trend. But GOP leaders say not only is that possible, but it is imperative. And we're joined by David Zapata. He's the Hispanic Engagement Director for the Republican Party of Texas. And Robert Stovall, he is the chair of the Bear County Republican Party. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you very much.
So, Robert.
Thank you.
Robert Stovall, I'm sure as y'all look at turning Bear red, and you say this is doable, and I immediately think of the victory of Sheriff Pamelo. She was able to she won countywide as a Republican candidate and became the sheriff not that long ago, and she won quite well.
She did, and if we think back even to the 80s.
But I'm thinking about recent history.
Recently,
I mean, we go back to the 80s.
Well,
that's a long time ago.
It is a long time ago. But my point is, when we think about Bear County, its 60% population is Hispanic. We have been winning countywide races since that time. So it's not that unusual that we win countywide elections, even though the population is 60% Hispanic here in Bear County.
All right. So David Zapata, talk about why Bear County. Why is this an important region?
Well, let me start with a general overview. I mean, as you mentioned, I think that the party, we are aware that if we want to continue winning in not just this election but future elections, we need to present our message and appeal to a larger pool of voters, and an important part of that equation is the Hispanic community. Bear County, I mean, as Robert mentioned, it's 60% Hispanic, but at the same time, not just that. I mean, it's a community that's heavily conservative as it is. So we have a good opportunity to appeal to an area that's conservative, that we can turn red, and at the same time try to expand our base among a large percentage of the Hispanic community in our state.
Well, Bear County did vote for Barack Obama in the 2012 election over Mitt Romney. It was like a 4-point spread there. So it's you say that it's a conservative population, but not that day.
Well, one of the things that I'm focusing on as the Hispanic Engagement Director is that obviously, yes, looking at the voter trends, if you take a look at that, and you'll see that the community it's still favoring the other side. However, when the question turns to are you conservative or liberal, a lot of the members of the community identify as conservative. So one of the main things that we want to do as a party is make sure that we are establishing relationships with community leaders and community organizations so that they know that we, the Republican Party, have ideas that overlap with their personal convictions and personal, perceptions of how government should run, and rather than having the other side defining us for us.
So, Robert Stovall,
I think that once we do that, I think we have a better connection between political ideology and political party identification.
Okay, Robert Stovall, chair of the Bear County Republican Party. Exciting time for you. Busy. We're early voting. A very exciting primary. What's happening right now in the primary here in Bear County that you think is laying the foundation, the groundwork, so that in November we will see a maybe turn Bear County red?
Well, we are seeing exciting times. We're seeing that our primary voters are out and they're ready to vote. The early voting, as you're going to see, is probably going to be some pretty good record levels. We're looking at the mail-in ballots. They look to be pretty brisk this year as well. We're just coming off last night. A huge, over 600 patrons came out to celebrate Lincoln's birthday last night with guest speaker Ted Cruz. It was a phenomenal turnout. The energy is in the air. We're ready for 2014. If I want to go back to the 2012 race, which I ran for tax assessor, looking at that race, over $2 million was spent here in Bear County, not by the Democrat Party necessarily, but by lawyers and uh, uh, the um, uh, the pre-K for SA, and it was well over $2 million that was spent south of Hildebrand, and it was distinctly designed to get out the vote, and that was the whole operation in that. It was a testing ground. So I'm with David. Look, I've grown up here in San Antonio and Bexar County my whole life. Soy Hispanico, soy de Mexico. I'm very proud to be of Hispanic heritage. And this is a melting pot. It's a great place to live. I've never thought that we are a divisive town or a divisive county where we define us. We're just San Antonians. But what we have seen is that the Democrat Party has defined us. They have put these big billboards that we don't like women. They have put up the billboards that we don't want to educate children. And this is wrong. And they have painted us for years. And it's time for us to stand up and tell them who we are. We are one of them. We are brothers in arms. And we have the same things that we aspire in life, which is to own businesses and be successful and aspire to make as much as we want to without the government breathing down our neck or holding our throat down.
So you're condemning Democrats for characterizing you one way, but you do the same thing to them, right?
Can you give me an example?
Well, you say tax and spend Democrats or liberal Democrats and people who, just like just now, get government off my back, that's the same thing.
Well, we believe that's not. Now, hold it. That's different. We believe in limited government. We don't say that they hate women or hate children or anything like that.
But you say they're hate job divisive. Creators and they hate the rich.
I didn't say that.
No, but who are you quoting? Who are you quoting? You're inventing a straw man to prop up against. But anyway, so let's get to this point here. We have the primary going on right now, and you have a very exciting candidate race going on for Bexar County Judge, right?
That we do.
And so in November, it looks like we're going to have a pig fight over who's going to be the next Bexar County Judge.
That is correct.
It's going to be down and dirty, and it's going to be very exciting to watch.
It will. So it will be very exciting. I mean, Bexar County has the last 12 years been under the rule of Nelson Wolf, and we're prepared. I think we've seen Cindy Taylor Cryer was the county
judge. Was the last Republican judge.
Yeah, and she did a fantastic job, and Carlton Soles is more than qualified for this position, and he'll take us into the next decade. In a positive way.
So that, to me, is the race to watch to see if Bexar County is going to turn red, right?
It will be a top-of-the-ticket deal, no doubt.
And so that's going to bring out people. We're going to see a lot of people, voters, a lot of activity trying to decide the future of Bexar County right there.
Correct. And you know what's going to be great about this race? It's going across party lines. I think if you look at the people from the south side to the west side, as I campaigned back, not too far long ago, they never saw Nelson Wolf in that area. They felt like he was just for the big business. They weren't for the little guy. This rail card that he's pushing and he thinks it's the best thing for this county is way out of bounds.
All right. And also he's involved in a very contested primary himself that may have some repercussions when we get to the general election. That could also work to your advantage in that area, right?
Yeah, you bet.
All right. So we're talking about turning Bexar County red. It's a strategy that's being adopted by the Texas Republican Party. They're doing more Latino outreach here in Bexar County. We want to hear from our listeners. Do you think this is something that intrigues you, interests you, or repels you? Give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You can also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. We're going to take a quick 1 minute break and we will be right back. It's been repeated very often that if the Republican Party is going to stay politically viable in the future, it must win over Hispanic voters. And here in Bexar County is turning out to be the proving ground of what kind of techniques, what sort of methods, what sort of message could do that. This is an important battleground for the future of the Texas Republican Party and for the National Republican Party as they look to reach out and attract more Latino voters. And so the effort underway now, a strategy strategy is turn Bexar County red. If they can figure out how to do that, then they, maybe they've figured out the model to take across the state and take across the nation. We're joined this afternoon by David Zapata. He's the Hispanic Engagement Director for the Republican Party of Texas, and Robert Stovall. He is the chair of the Bexar County Republican Party. And we invite phone calls. The number is 614-8980. If you've got advice for the Republican Party of Texas and Bexar County, how to turn Bexar County red, give us a call, 614-8980. So David Zapata, the Hispanic Engagement Director for the Republican Party of Texas, what is your message? What is the message that you think is going to wake up the people who haven't been voting for you and to start voting for you here in Bexar County?
Yeah, of course. So if you allow me, let me explain a little bit. So what we're trying to do is something that hasn't been done in a while, at least, and that's creating, and I'm focusing, obviously, I'm focusing with the Hispanic community in my case. We're trying to create a relationship that we haven't had at a constant level, you know, at a, you know, not just 2 months before the election, but actually on a 24/7 type of basis. So when we talk about Hispanic outreach, Hispanic engagement, I'm trying to find a more specific definition, you know, like, okay, what does that mean? So the way that we're trying to explain it to our people, to our candidates, is, you know, trying to identify the groups, the organizations, the neighborhoods, the areas that they should start to reach out to and establishing communication with so that they can present their message. And again, getting to that part of the message, I think that one of the issues that the Republican Party of Texas is focusing on a lot is the economy, the success that the Texas economy has had over the last 10 or 12 years with Republican leadership at the top, and how has that kept the state and our and you know, and our citizenship, our residents in an economically successful for the most part. So we want to make sure that we are communicating a message that is positive about the things that the Republican leadership has achieved for the state, and that many times it's the first time that the Hispanic community, in this case, gets to hear that. So, again, my point is that I want to make sure that my candidates, that our side, gets to play and compete for the votes of the Hispanic community like they haven't done before.
Okay. All right. We're going to get some callers on the air. Our phone lines are open. The number is 614-8980. Zachary has called in. Zachary, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Well, good afternoon. I was calling about, I was curious to see what they're going to do about the DREAM Act. I know they voted against it quite often, and I just can't see how I would vote Democrat or Republican if that's their take on it.
Okay, Zachary, thank you for that great question. So he brings up the DREAM Act, and we can fold in the whole immigration issue into that. And that seems to be something that has helped President Obama in his reelection, gave him 70% of the Latino vote. And so, you know, Robert Stovall, people are worried about why aren't the Republicans ready to get behind immigration reform?
Well, I think the answer to the immigration reform is got to be we've got to piecemeal this thing out instead of make it all one chunk and one bill fits that's 2,000 pages. We got to break this thing up in pieces and handle it. From what I understand, the Republicans aren't necessarily against the DREAM Act.
They voted against it.
Well, as
there have been many votes where Republicans have voted it down.
Well, as far as having a person that is born here, not by their choice, but their parents are
not born here, but brought here.
But brought here, yeah,
as a child.
Yeah, and they have no control of that. I mean, if I just talking with Lamar Smith today, I mean, he's got no problem with these people with their path to citizenship. So the deal is securing the border. And then making it a viable situation where we can control the people that come in and out, working pass programs for the millions that want to come in. Not everybody wants to come to the United States and stay. A lot of those people want to take their money and go back to these countries. And there's different ways that we can handle this.
All right. Let's get another caller on the air. Dan, okay, you want to go ahead, David Zapata?
Well, I just wanted to add, I mean, obviously, first thing first is that as a state party, I mean, obviously, that's a federal issue. However, as a state party, the position we took is that during our last state convention in 2012, a vast majority of our delegates approved and passed a plank in our platform that was favorable to a guest worker program or guest worker-based immigration reform plan. So that's kind of like what the, again, keeping in the theme of at least trying to come up with some solutions, that's kind of like the take that the Republican Party of Texas takes to immigration.
And then you also adopt a plank that was against birthright citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
It also established for, we want to make sure our borders are secure, and just we are creating the guest worker program that it's also, that allows people to come out of the shadows and work legally in the state. We also did that as well.
Okay, more callers. We want to get on the air. Let's see, Daniel called in. Daniel, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for having me. So I guess I wanted to make a comment. It's more of a reflection on what I've been hearing, and I consider myself an independent voter. But every time I hear the Republican Party talk about, we need to re-message and we need to package our message and we need to crack the Hispanic market, that in itself tells you that the party just is not in tune with the Hispanic or any minority group. You look at the party as a whole, and it's clear that the rhetoric, the strategies, the messaging is always, in tune with the white community and the more affluent community. So, every time I hear we're trying to reach out to the Hispanic community, it's not a natural fit. And that's exactly why the party can't understand the issues, can't speak to our issues, and really can't represent us as we should be represented because they just don't get it.
Okay, Daniel, thank you for that call. And Robert, looks like you want to respond.
Let me speak to that. I mean, me being Hispanic myself, I guess I've never understood it growing up, especially here in San Antonio. The opportunity, if you are Hispanic and you have a Hispanic surname, is to be in Bexar County politics, is to be part of the Republican Party. Look, we want people to know that we are open for business, and we want everybody to prosper. I mean, I in a way take offense that you have to target me as a voter, to get me to come out and vote. I don't need that. All I want is open freedom to open my business, and less government to control. And this is the opposite of what's being preached by the Democrat Party, which more government is good for you. That doesn't make any sense. It's not. Doesn't hold any values that I know, going back on any ethnic, any ethnic views.
Okay, all right. Let me get another.
If I may add as well, as a Hispanic, I also found out that there's several people that that we are conservative, that we agree with the Republican Party, and that there, it's very hard to try to pinpoint an entire committee on their definition, or they belong specifically to just one party. What we're trying to do is to make sure that our side, the Republican Party side, that we deliver our message to everyone, and we believe that by doing that, I mean, there will be a lot more members of the Hispanic community that will be attracted to the party. And overall, if I may continue saying this really quick, the Hispanic community has supported a lot of Republican candidates over the last 10 years or so. I mean, a lot of our statewide candidates receive about 38 to 40% of support from Hispanic voters within our state. So, our whole purpose is to make sure that our message gets delivered to everyone, and we're confident that we'll be attracting a larger percentage of the community as we start doing that more consistently.
Okay, let's get another caller on the line. Denise has called in. Denise, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, first off. I do have an experience and a solution, hopefully. My experience at 12 years old, I had finally taken interest in politics. I asked my mother what the difference between a Democrat and a Republican was, and a grown adult woman, her best, I guess, suggestion there was that Democrats were for the poor and Republicans were for the rich. And that was her understanding of politics, unfortunately. My suggestion, actually, is to get into these middle schools, get into these high schools, and start teaching these children what I would have wanted to know at 12 years old. What are the differences? What are the issues that they address? What are the issues that they avoid? Maybe that is our solution. That is the way to get children, people, adults, Hispanics interested in politics.
Okay, Denise, good suggestion. And so, Robert,
you make a great point, and I think that's the frustrating part of, you know, growing up and listening to the wedge. Who is always the one that's defining the other party? It's the Democrats. I mean, let's face it. I mean, that's true. We are the party of the rich. Please, I'm a small businessman. I wake up every day worried about my doors being open and making payroll and making sure that my employees make
I know,
me
but you
my
just,
business.
You just said that the only party that tries to define the other party is the Democrats. And you said when you said that, the irony that went through the radio waves probably blew up some radios out there. You know, you just defined the other party when you said that.
How did I define them? As
I
being the ones that define them?
By saying that they're the ones that define.
What did I say that they were a name or something? We hate
yes,
women,
you
right?
Did.
We hate children. Right, so we hate education.
No, that's not what I'm saying. So, all right, let's get David Zapata to get a shot in there. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, sure. You know, I like Robert, I agree with Denise. It's a great suggestion, and again, part of what we need to do as a party is find new ways other than the typical political strategies and getting the community, you know, and meet new people. Make sure that we are there listening to the conversations that tell us what are the interests of the Hispanic community, and rather hear them from them than from the media or from any other third-party groups.
So, sure, everyone should make their own intelligent decision about what works for them.
Right.
And not work off broad generalizations and everything else. We're out of time. I got to move forward. So I want to thank you guys for talking to us. We've been talking about trying to turn Bexar County red. David Zapata, the Hispanic Engagement Director for the Republican Party of Texas. Robert Stovall, very busy guy right now. We've got this primary going on. Chair of the Bexar County Republican Party. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for listening.